Warmair continues to attempt to work its way into the region. And if you were up at the clouds, you would notice it's quite a bit warmer than it has been over the past couple of days. It's a bit easier for the warm air to come in above our heads. Closer to the ground, the cold is stubborn. Cold air is more dense than warm air, so it's a bit tougher to dislodge. It tends to hug the ground, and that's why our transition into the warmer air at ground level is taking a bit of time. In most areas now, we have temperatures that are in the 20s and 30s. The air is much warmer to our southwest, with readings in the 50s and 60s in parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia this afternoon. And that warmer air is going to have a one-day show here across the Northeast before it's cut off by a cold front tomorrow night. It'll be a gusty cool-down on Thursday as the lake effect snow machine refires. Right now, we are tracking some rainfall. Some showers have formed as that warm air continues to try to come in. So for most of us, it's just going to be a shower or a few showers as we work on through this evening. But across the North Country, we still have some pockets of sub-freezing air, and that may result in a few pockets of freezing rain during the evening hours. Additionally, with this moisture coming in, we'll see some areas of fog that will become locally dense as we work on through the night, and that's going to be a feature into tomorrow morning. So we'll have some locally dense fog with pockets of drizzle. Temperatures will warm up close to 50 in many areas on a gusty southwesterly wind, and as the cold front gets closer later tomorrow, we'll see rain break out. Perhaps even some downpours and thunderstorms will occur late tomorrow into tomorrow night, and the air will turn much cooler on Thursday with a gusty northwesterly wind and scattered snow showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, some pockets of freezing rain are possible, areas of fog, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, areas of drizzle and fog during the morning, rain developing later in the day, thunderstorms and downpours are possible, breezy and warm, high around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, with some pockets of freezing rain possible, areas of fog, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, areas of drizzle and fog during the morning, rain developing later in the day, thunderstorms and downpours are possible, breezy and warm, high around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, areas of drizzle and fog during the morning, rain developing later in the day, thunderstorms and downpours are possible, breezy and warm, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, patchy fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with areas of drizzle and fog during the morning, rain developing later in the day, thunderstorms and downpours are possible, breezy and warm, high around 50. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, breezy and colder with highs in the 30s, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers on Friday, high in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.